The 1990 robbery at Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum is a lingering mystery. Two men, dressed as police officers, bound and gagged museum guards in the early morning hours and then made off with 13 works of art, a Rembrandt, a Degas, a Manet, and the concert by the Dutch master Jan Vermeer, arguably the most valuable piece of art that's ever been stolen. Harold J. Smith is the art detective who tried for 15 years to recover those paintings. He cooperated and collaborated with Scotland Yard, the FBI, shady characters, and even international terrorists to try to get some kind of lead. Mr. Smith died 3 weeks ago. The mystery of the paintings is still unsolved. A new documentary called Stolen followed Harold Smith as he searched for answers in this case. The film's director is Rebecca Dreyfuss, who joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired your interest in this case?
I had gone to the Gardner Museum when I was a teenager, and I sort of fell in love with the museum instantly. It's a very special museum. It's very intimate and almost personal, the experience of going there. And then in particular, I just sort of fell madly in love with this painting. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, and it was the concert. Vermeer's painting, The Concert.
And we should explain, for people not familiar with the Isabella, as it's called in Boston, this was her collection, and it never changes.
That's correct. By the terms of her will, nothing can be added nor subtracted from the collection, and nothing can ever be moved as well. So everything is exactly as it was the day she left it and shall remain like that forevermore, except, of course, for these paintings that are now not there.
And why is there such attention paid to the Vermeer?
I think it's for a few reasons. The first most obvious reason is that we only have 35 Vermeers, although they authenticated one very recently, so you could say 36. So he was not a very prolific painter, and he was a very loved painter. So the fact that we have so few of his paintings, I think, calls a lot of attention to this one missing. And then for some reason, a lot of different people become very kind of, I don't know if obsessed is a strong word, but in my film, I interviewed a lot of different people who had written whole novels inspired by Vermeer or one Vermeer painting, mm-hmm. Like Tracy Chevalier and her book Girl with the Pearl Earring. So he seems to be a painter that is very special to people.
I remember going through there after the Vermeer was taken and seeing the card they have. I believe it's still up saying that this was stolen. And it was, to me, an indication that the amount of what's really marvelous in this world is finite.
Absolutely. And these paintings are sort of, part of our cultural history as people. And they're, to have a window into the 1600s is something very precious, for sure. And it's a big loss.
How'd you find Harold Smith?
Well, that's a funny story. I had started making this film, and I was just sort of exploring. When you make a documentary, you sort of follow your instinct. You don't always know exactly what you're going to do. So I called him up and I asked him for an interview, and it's a very sensitive subject within the art world. Mm-hmm. Theft is something that not everybody likes to talk about, and this is a very big theft. So I was very careful when I approached him, and I just said, I'm making a film about stolen art, and could I interview you? And he said, sure, and I went and talked to him. And then at the end of the interview, I said, I have to tell you, I'm really focusing on the Gardner art. And he sort of, paused and looked at me, and he said, I'm up nights thinking about the Gardner art. And he's such an interesting character. He spent his whole life, searching for lost treasures. And, he's also, I should speak about him in the past tense, I suppose, now. But he had very bad degenerative skin cancer, which, mm-hmm. He was disfigured. So he had an eye patch and he wore a bowler hat. He was just sort of a very fascinating person on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. And he was just really determined to recover the Gardner art.
You get a sense in the film of how many blind alleys Harold Smith had to go down. And we've got a clip we want to play of Mr. Smith waiting in front of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Tell us why he was waiting there.
Well, he got a call on Christmas Day, actually, from someone who convinced Harold that he should come and meet him in New York, and he's going to give him the Vermeer. And I guess the clip will probably explain what happened.
I'm feeling depressed. Yesterday was Christmas, and we spent most of the day on the telephone talking about a robbery. And today was my anniversary, and I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get to New York to be taken by a con artist. So that doesn't make you feel like $1 million.
But when you're trying to recover stolen art, is there any way of avoiding dealing with con artists?
I don't know. I don't think so. I know that Harold has dealt with a lot of different types of people, you know, over the course of his career, and I think some of them were con artists, some of them were criminals. So, you know, when you're trying to recover stolen art, you sort of have to deal with people that you might not necessarily want mm-hmm. to, or, you know, normally do have to deal with.
Do you think the paintings are all right? What's your feeling?
I don't know. I hope they are. I would imagine the people that have, particularly the Vermeer, would understand what they have and be careful with it. But I don't even like to think about it.
And Harold Smith, sadly, died without ever being able to unravel this mystery.
You know, he did, but I think it's interesting. We worked with Harold for about 3 years, all told, and he was so enthusiastic about keeping the word out there, keeping the case alive in front of the public. And he was so excited, I think, to see the film and to hope that, you know, something might come from people seeing the film or knowing about the film. So I think in his way, you know, he was old and he wasn't well, mm-hmm. that was his sort of last, you know, hope that he might in some way help get the Gardner art back even after he's gone.
Ms. Dreyfuss, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Rebecca Dreyfuss is the director of the documentary Stolen. And for more on the missing art and find out where you can see her film, you can come to our website, npr.org.